Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let those special moments go unnoticed. It's been said, a picture says a thousand words. Let the lens of Los Angeles-based photographer Stephen Williams capture that special moment just for you. No matter if it's a birthday, a wedding, or a graduation celebration, those special moments deserve to be remembered. Just visit stevesimage.com. It had to be my destiny, because I was made to love you. My hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand. At age 23, he was at the beginning of a promising career as a junior high school teacher, second-year student attending United Theological Seminary Bible College, honor roll student, serving as associate church minister, and a successful homeowner. From the looks of things, life for Leslie Billings seemed to have been going well. But, as a Christian, what happens when one day the doctor comes in and gives you some unexpected, shocking news concerning your health that will change your life? Do you receive the shocking news and allow it to shatter the hopes and visions you had for your life? Do you allow it to affect your faith? Or do you say, Lord, your will is what's best for me? Make plans to join Raise the Praise show host Flex and special invited guest Reverend Lester Billings Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for a live Raise the Praise broadcast. Listen in as Reverend Billings shares his real-life testimony, and despite his present health challenge, see how God is using it to educate, motivate, and galvanize communities globally relating to healthy living. Let it go, let it be. Cause, oh Lord, Lord, we know we
is what's bad. Every day's a man. Hey, this is your boy, born in the 8th year. Whenever I'm on the internet and I need some inspiration for the soul, I tune into BNBS Jam, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Gospel music is good news. When I listen to it, no matter how challenging my day is going, the music seems to reach way down into the soul and causes something to happen. I'm talking about songs like My Rock by Ernest Pugh. And then there's Awesome God by Fred Hammond. Can you use a miracle in your life right now? Let Beverly Crawford bless your soul in It's Time for a Miracle. But when we've overcome situations in our life, let the soul stirrers remind you that it wasn't by any goodness of our own, but it's all God, from their album entitled Soul Seekers 2. You can download these and other of your favorite gospel music. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Looking to get away? Well, your next vacation is just one click away. Next time you're ready to travel, consider Songmasters. Let Songmasters take the stress and worry away. Book a flight, book a cruise, reserve a hotel. You can even rent a car. When you're ready to take your next vacation, consider Songmasters. Songmasters Entertainment and Travel. For all your travel needs, dial 888-922-2916. You're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, where we jam. Come on, y'all. We're
going to take everything that the devil says.
We're taking it all back what the devil has stole from us. Sometimes
times, you know, we have to get serious. The enemy has come into our life and took things. He's taken our joy. He's taken some of us. He's taken our jobs. He's taken our pride. He's taken our self-esteem. And even tonight, the devil tried to take hold of this show with technical difficulties and not letting us be able to sign on here. But the devil is a liar. We begin to plead the blood against the enemy, and the enemy had to go. The Bible said that when David looked himself in the mirror, he had to encourage himself, and he went back into the enemy's territory and took back everything that the enemy had stolen from him. And that's what we're doing tonight on Raise the Praise Live. Well, let me say hello, world, and welcome to Raise the Praise right here on BNDS Jams, with always a praise jam experience for none other but the Lord. And yes, you got your boy Flex here doing my thing, as I do for the Lord each and every week, right here on BNDS Jams and Blog Talk Radio. Certainly, I'm glad that each of you have taken the time to hang out here with me here once again and helping me lift up the name of Jesus. That's right. That's a good name to be lifted up. It so feels good to be live on the radio once again. And right, and because you've done so, I'm hoping that something you hear will inspire you and cause you to want to make BNDS Jams a part of your daily jam experience. And I like to say that tonight I'm not by myself, but I have a special guest who's going to be joining me here just shortly. He's on the line, and he's there waiting eagerly and everything. And so we're going to, as a matter of fact, because this show is about an hour late and started due to technical difficulties with the switchboard back there in New York, we're just going to just jump right on in. I have my friend and brother. Let me introduce to some and present to others, none other than Reverend Lester Billings. He's the youth pastor there at Smith Chapel AME Zion Church in Garland, North Carolina. How you doing, my brother?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain. Can't complain.
You know, I heard I can't remember. A friend of brother's passed some years ago. Wrote the song that I Won't Complain. Starts off, I had some good days, I've had some hills to climb, but it goes on to say to us again that, you know, despite all those things, we can't complain because God has been so good, man. If those of you out there listening, if you're listening and able to hear us, if you're breathing, and all I tell you, we can't complain. So you said a mighty great word, man. Tell us, man, how's everything going on down there, or should I say up there in North Kakalaki, like I used to call it. North Carolina, I call it Kakalaki. How's things there in North Kakalaki, bro?
Oh, it's going pretty well up here. It's just raining, but God is still good. And that's all I can say that's coming from North Carolina.
God is still good. God is good all the time, as we would say back home, and as we say, in no matter where you are, whether you're back home, whether you're in church, whether you're in the street, whether you're on the bus or subway, and Church's Fried Chicken Line and Starbucks Coffee Shop like we are tonight, or in the park, no matter where you are on the subway, if somebody say God is good, you can tell another Christian is in the area, because he'll say all the time. And then I like how they just hit that response back and saying all the time, God is good.
Yes, he is, man.
What's going on back there at Smith Chapel? Don't you tell the listeners and everything? Give a little, a shout out or whatever. I know you got some members on the line or just going to be that's listening in and everything. But why don't you kind of tell a little bit about Smith Chapel back there in Garland, North Carolina?
Well, we just came out of revival this week, and I'd like to send a shout-out to my pastor, Dr. Anjay G. Cannon. God is moving at Smith Chapel, and our theme for this year is that the blood still works.
Oh, okay. You about to get something started. There's a song, man, that we play in a lineup every now and then on Raise the Praise, about the blood still works. And
yeah,
you're absolutely the blood, man, the blood. And we're about to come into the blood season because about another month we're going to be celebrating the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And a lot of people don't know that because of what happened out there on Calvary, because of the blood It's something about the blood. The blood.
There's power in the blood.
There's power. There's power. There's
deliverance.
Healing.
Yes. And you know what? Whatever you need.
Whatever you need, man. That's right. You see, if you need your bill paid, the blood has already covered that. You see, if you, it's, you know, somebody's out there, it's gotten a pink slip on their job. Somebody's standing in need of employment. Somebody is standing in need of some food. Somebody is standing in need of some joy. Somebody is hooked on drugs, substance abuse, and somebody's, you know, being controlled by alcohol. But, you know, the blood, because of the blood, it's covered all of that. And we as Christians, we can live victorious all because of the blood. And no matter what happens, what tried to attack us, that if we just put it under the blood, you see, under the blood, that we can be delivered. I ain't going to stop, but I'm going to let you continue on, man. tell us a little bit, man, about you pastor back there at Smith Chapel, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm the youth pastor, at Smith Chapel. And I serve in many parts of the church. I'm not just over the youth. I'm in the choir. I'm on the minister staff. I'm just all over. It's just where my gifts make room for.
Wow. I like how you put that. You say you're not just serving in one capacity, but you're carrying multiple hats and all and everything. Okay, and what's the stuff, man? What's the vision for the youth there this year at Smith Chapel?
Well, we're hoping this summer to have a youth conference, and the theme is youth experience and salvation. A lot of youth are losing their joy, they're losing their peace, they're under so much attack from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayer this year that we'll have a youth conference that will energize our youth, motivate our youth to be all that God has called them to be. And I believe God is calling some mighty warriors, some mighty youth for him.
Yes.
They're not the church of tomorrow, but they're the church of today. And it's time for youth to raise and move into the place where he's calling them to be. And that's my prayer, that I be the example that they can see Christ through me. Not just in my preaching, but how I live.
You know, and you said about food, not just in your preaching, but how you live. And that's all right, man, because a lot of times we have preachers who preach one thing or Christians who say one thing, but their lives display something else. But when you can say that you preach and live what you speak about, then that's something awesome. That's something awesome. Well, I tell you, man, we have a show tonight that hopefully is going to educate, motivate, and galvanize our communities, not just only locally, but nationwide, worldwide, man. We want to give platform to you and to for you to give your testimony to what God is doing in and through your life. Now we're gonna go back to a few years back ago at age 23. What was going on with you back there at age 23? Why don't you kind of give a little enlightenment to what was happening back there at age 23? Because we may have some 23-year-olders or younger, or some of us who just a few years older than 23. You know, I was just 23 yesterday, and also praise God, praise the Lord. And what did you tell us what was going on back at age 23, man?
Well, at the age of 23, I was living in the city of Ruston, Louisiana, and I was substitute teaching at a junior high school in Farmersville, Louisiana. And then I was serving as the coaching minister at a Baptist church. And I was going to seminary school at the age of 23. And I was working on a degree in Christian education.
Okay.
Living on my own. I could say I was just living the good life. You know,
living the good life.
My mom always told me, and my dad always told me to carry your own key. And I had my own key. I could go in my house, close the door, ain't had to worry about nobody else. But I could say I was living a good life, and I was just enjoying life.
Yes. Yes.
Until.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that in a moment, but I just want to go back there. At 23 years old, what was it like, man, being able to not only just be living a good life, but what was it like attending seminary school? Kind of give us some of the things that when you're in seminary school, that as a 23 older, that you were be doing some things, some curriculum, some of the things that they highlight, what have you, because we have some individuals inspired and hopefully will inspire them even more to pursue that their future. And seminary school, you was attending United Theological Seminary and Bible College. So what was it like? Those are some of the things that you may have been involved in back there during that time as well.
Well, when I was going to seminary school, I always had a desire to be in full-time ministry all my life. I mean, I love the things of the church. I love the things of ministry. And I had a heart to educate, to teach others about the Word of God. And that's why I pursued a degree in a Bachelor's of Christian Education. And some classes I was taking was how to study the Bible, serving the Bible. I did a speech class. I had some English class. I had some math classes. Some of the basic core, but I took a biblical studies class. I took a homiletics class. I took a Greek class. I mean, it was a few curriculum, but through all of it, I was on the honor roll every semester.
Wow.
I thank God for that. I mean, I was making straights and A's and B's, and I just thank God that He blessed my mind to be able to grasp the information in seminary school. So sometimes I was like, I don't know, I'm going to be able to do this, but I always remember that scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And then looking at my mom going back to school and got her associates, they went back and got her bachelor's, and then she just kept going. She motivated me to pursue after my degree, and then my godfather going to seminary school, and just different people that went to seminary school, and then my church blessed me to have a full scholarship to go to seminary school. So I had to keep my grades up to keep that scholarship. So I thank God that I had got the teaching and the training, because now we're living in a day that you just cannot give people anything about the Word of God. You got to have some study, some experience. Because a lot
of people are
getting wiser, a lot of people are studying more, a lot of people are asking questions, and if you don't know your information, they will run over you. And the word is true that it says that study to show yourself approved, a workman to divide the word of truth. And you got to divide that word right. Don't add or subtract to the Word of God. And at that time, like I said, I was going to seminary school. I was in my second year in seminary school, and I was just on my road to finish that degree at UTS. And God had another plan. God had another will.
Yes, God had another plan, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing that He said that, because there are times that each of us, we all have plans for our life. I've had plans, and there's some times that, you know, God has come in and He's interrupted my plans. He's detoured my plans because He had a plan for my life, and I recall a scripture that says where He says that God, He has plans for our future, plans to prosper us and not to do us any harm. And so one of the things that we have to, get to the point as Christians, that when things don't always go according
the plans that we can say, you know what, I'm not going to worry, but God, I'm going to, I'm just going to put my trust in you, knowing that you have got everything all under control.
Oh,
is that all right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I tell you what, Doc. You know, we're going to tell in a minute how God altered those plans, how He detoured those plans, and all. And just after we come back from break. But in the meantime, I just like to let those who may have just joined us like to let you know that you are listening to Raise the Praise right here on BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for none other but the Lord.
When I listen to it, no matter how challenging my day is going, the music seems to reach way down into the soul and causes something to happen. I'm talking about songs like My Rock by Ernest Pugh. And then there's Awesome God by Fred Hammond. Can you use a miracle in your life right now? Let Beverly Crawford bless your soul, and it's time for a miracle. But when we've overcome situations in our life, let the soul stirrers remind you that it wasn't by any goodness of our own, but it's all God, from their album entitled Soul Seekers 2. You can download these and other of your favorite gospel music. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. Are you in need of a healing? A healing in your spirit? A healing in your body? A healing in your finances, or even a healing in your relationship with the Lord? If so, visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center. Remember, whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center, where miracles do happen. Dealing with challenge at home, in our workplaces, our community, and sometimes even in our personal relationships with the Lord. When those challenging times come, it's always good to get an inspiring word from the Lord. Let midweek Raise the Praise inspire and uplift your soul.
It's my natural habitat to be blessed. I was created by a blessed God, put on a blessed planet. I'm a blessed man. What else am I going to be? I got to be blessed.
On his shoulders and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And he bore the weight of the government upon his shoulders, for surely he hath borne our griefs.
More the anointing, the heavier the trial, the greater the anointing. And I got a feeling right through here, God's getting ready to up my anointing. Shake somebody's hand. Say, I'm going through.
Stop by every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for Midweek Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, which is always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
You need. Hey, this your boy Flex. When I'm on the internet and I'm looking for some good gospel music, I tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
that's right. Let the church say amen. And when God gets finished speaking, that's all that needs to happen, is that we got to say amen, because the head honcho in charge of everything has just spoken. Is that all right, Reverend?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who may have just joined us, I'd like to welcome you and let you know that you're listening to Raise the Praise right here on BNDS Jams and Blog Talk Radio. And yes, you got your boy Flex here, but the thing is, I do each and every week right here on the jam. And certainly, I'm so happy that each of you have taken the time to hang out here with us here on the jam and helping us to give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ some praise. And because you've done so, I'm hoping that something new here will inspire you and cause you to want to make BNDS Jams a part of your daily jam experience. And tonight I got my special guest, Reverend Lester Billings, here on the line, who's joining us from there back in Garland, North Carolina, North Kakalaki. And my brother's here just to, you know, give his testimony as to what God is doing and all. I want to apologize there for we had to take a quick technical difficulty break there, but we got things now all situated and taken care of with our switchboard and our tech crew back there in the New York area, for the listener who was wondering why we were playing some music there. So, back when we had, no, let's speak of where we started, where we left off from, Reverend Billings. When things was going, you thought it was okay living a life, then all of a sudden it was a bombshell that something happened. Once again, give us some information, but I want to tell you a story, man. One day you were sitting around and then something began to happen. Go right ahead. Tell your story.
Okay. It all started in the year of 2006. I started getting sick. I mean, I was didn't have no energy. I was weak. I was tired. Just was not feeling right. I mean, everything I ate, I was throwing it back up, and I noticed my legs start swelling, feet start swelling, my stomach start swelling, and all I could think was I was gaining weight, getting excited, because I always been a slim type of guy. And I was not just feeling good. And my skin tone was getting dark, and I was trying to substitute, could not substitute, because I just didn't have the strength to just do it. And so I went to the hospital to find out what's wrong with me. And at that time, I didn't have health insurance. And when I went to the hospital, they checked me over and said I had acute bronchitis. And gave me antibiotics and some medicine to try to take care of the acute bronchitis, which I got worse. I mean, just really, my body was really getting weaker and still swelling and still couldn't hardly walk and just didn't swell up, just couldn't hardly breathe. And it was Easter Sunday morning. I got ready to preach at my church, and that morning my mom fixed me some breakfast. And I kept saying, "Mom, I don't feel good." I mean, I was just laying around, and she kept asking, "Are you going to preach this morning?" I said, "I got to preach. I got to put my feet and legs. I couldn't hardly put my shoes on. I was limping when I got to church." And that morning I preached. And when I preached, I got a little strength. But when church was over with, I still was back in that tired and drained. And that day, my mom told me before she left that she saw my funeral, and she said, "You're not getting no better." And I said, "Mom, I'm all right. I'm all right." And my godfather and a lady from my church rushed me to the hospital, and we went to the hospital, still thinking I had acute bronchitis. And I went to the hospital in another city, and that night we sat in the emergency room so long that I told them, "Let's go home."
Mm-hmm.
And we came back home that Sunday night. I woke up that Monday and told them I was feeling fine. I called my godfather. I said, "I feel fine. I feel good. I'm all right." But I didn't know it did not go nowhere. And Tuesday night, March 18th, I was sitting on my couch watching TV, and all I know, I couldn't breathe. And boy, I couldn't breathe, couldn't get no air. I said, "Something ain't right." And I called my godfather at church and told him, "You need to come home." And he got to my house, and I told him, I said, "What does it mean when you can't breathe and your chest is still like it's tightened?" He said, "Stick your shoes on. We're getting out of here tonight." And we went to the emergency room, and he told the nurse that I was having chest pain, and they took me on back. And they instantly started running some tests on me and started. And next couple minutes, the doctor came in and said, start asking me some questions about, did I have intracellular urine? Did I have blood in my urine? And I said, "No, I haven't noticed it. I said, I keep throwing up and I'm still having uncontrollable bowel movement." And he told me, he said, "So I want to let you know that your kidneys have shut down." And if
wow.
I didn't come into the emergency room that night, then I would have had died. And he said that my kidneys had been shut down 6 months.
6 months. Wow.
6 months.
Now that's something, because if I do remember, you see that you had went to the doctor weeks before that, and they had diagnosed you with acute bronchitis. And you said that most of your life you had been dealing with issues. Heart issues and things like that. So you figured that there was probably an accurate diagnosis and stuff like that. But apparently it wasn't. I guess I won't say it wasn't, but it wasn't the root cause of the issues that were going on. But to say that your kidneys had been shut down for 6 months and that had you not came in that night, you would be gone the next day. Look at God. Look at God. Now, for those who may be a little unknowing of what the renal failure is, take a quick moment, about a couple minutes, and share what renal failure is for those that don't know and how important important kidneys are to the body and to the bloodstream?
Well, renal failure is really kidney failure. We have two kidneys, and their job is to clean the blood of waste products to remove the excess fluid from our body. And if it cannot get the toxin out of our body, it backs up on us. And when it backs up on us, it makes us sick. And when it makes us sick, that means that we will die. And like I said, the symptoms of of renal failure is swelling, swelling of feet, ankles, hands, face, poor appetite, extremely tired, extremely weak, itching. I mean, blood pressure problems. Those are the signs of renal failure. Blood in your urine, your facial, your body skin tone start to change. You have clammy hands. So those are signs. And when your kidneys are not functioning right, it's not pulling the toxin out of your body.
And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we wanted to do, we wanted to educate our brothers and sisters. So often we go around and we praise God, Lord, I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing? I'm just wonderfully blessed and different things like that. But one of the sad things in our community, our Christian community, is that it's one thing to be blessed and highly favored and really be blessed and highly favored, but it's another thing to think that we're completely blessed and highly favored, but we're walking around and we're dealing with ailments in the body that can literally take us out. And a lot of it comes from how we eat, our daily, you know, intake, the things that we're doing, exercising and we're not exercising. A lot of us, we're walking around with high cholesterol levels based on all that fried chicken and macaroni and cheese that we eat every Sunday after church and different things like that. But I believe that God doesn't just only want us to just be blessed abundantly and highly favored in one area, but in all areas of our life. He wants us to become conscious of our health, the things that we are doing on a day-to-day basis that's going to give us longevity in our life. I believe Methuselah, he lived to be a very old person. That there, for those who don't know, Methuselah, he was the oldest individual in the Bible that lived. And I believe he lived 900 and some odd years, almost 1,000 years. And just think back there, in those days and time, I'm certain that he was just eating those things that God had put down here on earth and everything in terms of the plants and nutrients and different things like that, so that our bodies can be healed and different things like that. So we want to encourage that you, if you're having those signs and those symptoms that Rev mentioned there, you may want to go and check with your physician and make certain that things are going okay in that area. Kidneys are very, very important. I have some history, a connection to someone, a loved one that passed some years ago from kidney failure, partner of mine's, and I remember 3 days a week being on dialysis machine and everything, and that wasn't a beautiful sight, because after a while, you know, that becomes very stressful. It becomes very taxing on the body and all, and so. One other important thing that we had talked about the other day, Rev, is the fact that had insurance, you know, been at a different level for you, things may have been different. Why don't you kind of expound the few minutes that we have left here on that you shared? Do you feel things, you know, were as said? But talk a little bit about that insurance issue there.
I was under my dad and my parents' insurance, but at a certain age, at the age of 23, they dropped kids off of their insurance. So I didn't have no insurance, so that was another thing that I didn't want to go to the hospital because I didn't have to pay for the treatment. And even when I went through the emergency room with no insurance, you don't get the proper treatment like a person that has insurance. You know, and it was like you saying you got sore throat and all that type of stuff. We're going to hurry to get you out. And they died from stone with acute bronchitis. But that was not the problem. My kidneys were shutting down. But because I didn't have no insurance, you know, they just say, oh, fly by patient, come in, go out. We just give you some stuff that would take care of that problem, but the problem got worse. And I didn't have the insurance. That was a struggle. It really was a struggle.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our country and our prison administration right now, you know, they've worked hard to try to get health care reform in this country going, where health care, men and women, boys and girls, everybody have access to adequate health care. You see, it's one thing to have health care and being treated, but it's another thing when you don't have it. When you don't have health care, then things like this can easily, you know, come about and happen. So we like to encourage that if you have a career job or whatever that offer health care, and those who don't have health care, I believe our government has now things in place that you can go and you can purchase a plan that's good, that's going to be adequate health care, so that, you know, you can be treated, you can go for your normal appointments and different things like that. Because at the end of the day, it's about taking care of the body that God has blessed each of us with. And all. Now, you have something that's coming up in about another month or so. Why don't you share that, Barry? Because this is what this show is all about. And hopefully those that are listening out there can come on board and they can be a part of this here grand occasion that's about to happen. Why don't you go and take a couple minutes and quick and share that before we begin to bring the show to a close here.
Well, I first want to thank God. My dad, he was the first one that tried to give me a kidney, Bruce Senior. But it didn't work out that way. But God has blessed my sister, my baby sister, Tamara, to be able to get that kidney. And hope and pray that sometime in April that I will receive a kidney transplant. And I'm thanking God for that. But at this time, we have to do fundraising to help afford the cost of the transplant. Transplant costs almost $260,000. And I'm under the National Foundation Transplant, Foundation for Transplant, and it's an opportunity that you can sow a seed into me. And things for my foundation, I need you to provide. And I thank God for the people that have already contributed to that foundation. And this foundation is where money will go towards my medication, for the travel, for the hospital calls, for different things that come along with the transplant. And you can go on www.transplant.org. And you can look under patients that we help and type in Lester Billings, and you'll see my profile come up, and you can do monthly donations to that foundation or one-time gift, and it's tax deductible. But I just pray that that something was said through my testimony, because I'm always reminded that I don't look like what I've been through. And I truly thank God that I have the opportunity to get a transplant. They told me once I couldn't get a transplant because my heart was not intact. But thanks be to God that they have approved me to be able to get a transplant. And like I said, it's the National Foundation for Transplant, and its website is www.transplant.org. And go under patients that we help, and my name is Lester Billings, and you can go there and read my story as well, and you can pledge and make a donation into the life of me, and I do appreciate it, and I pray God's blessing upon you.
Well, Reverend, we want to thank you, man, for coming on board tonight and sharing your testimony that what God is doing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so grateful for my brother here in the Lord that even though despite things was going well, and he had a sudden detour. He didn't forget about God. He said, Lord, you know, at the end of the day, you know what's best for my life. And we all have an opportunity to sow into not only his life, but into helping to combat the Reno issue here in our world. And once again, for those of you who God leaves on your heart, and pray about it, you know, anything, any type of donation will be greatly appreciated. You may not be able to give the $250,000, and then you just never know. Somebody out there may be listening who can give that and beyond. The Bible say that not to him is able to do that exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And we're going to touch and agree that the Lord is going to make that happen. Him and I, we talked about this months ago, and here it is now. God is making things happen. So don't forget, if you can, jot that website down. And once again, it's www.transplant.org. And once you go on to the website, you just click on that link that says Patients That We Help and look for Lester Billings there in North Carolina. And we're going to put a link here on the radio page. It should be up by tomorrow. So you can just click on the link and it'll take you directly to the page. Well, Doctor, we want to thank you for coming on board, man, tonight and sharing your story. And we just want to encourage you, man, to continue to do what God has called you to do. And hopefully, and not hopefully, but I know that your testimony is going to touch others, not just only here locally, but all around this world, man. And we wish you well there in the youth department there at Smith Chapel United Methodist Church.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, once again, for those of you who may have just joined us, we'd like to thank you for listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jam. So it's always a Praise Jam experience for the Lord. And as we get ready to close our show tonight, this is a song. It's a song that I just want to dedicate it to those of you out there who are dealing with something. You just, you know, you're dealing with some issues or what have you. But at the end of the day, if you just say, Lord, I place it in your hands because you know what's best for me. Once again, you're listening to Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, who is always a Praise Jam experience for the Lord. Silver, oh, no pearls.
And we've come to the end of another show. But before we go, if you haven't already done so, we'd like to give you an opportunity to become a Christian. You see, becoming a Christian is just as easy as 1, 2, 3.
We believe that every person is a creation of God, and yes, that includes you and me. Now, the difference between a Christian and a person who isn't is this. A Christian is someone who acknowledges God, and the non-Christian is someone who doesn't. It just doesn't get any simpler as that. When you become a Christian, you become a partaker and a recipient of every promise that God has given concerning His children. I tell you what, here's one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can find that over in John 3:16. Most of all, it ensures that you will have eternal life with our Heavenly Father in heaven when your life has come to an end down here on earth. When you choose to become a Christian today, it's so easy. All you have to do is just repeat this little small prayer. Just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Now, friend, if you prayed that prayer, you are now a Christian, and you have the greatest friend in your life now than you can ever have. And that, dear friend, is our Heavenly Father. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries would like to congratulate you on your decision, and we want to encourage that you find yourself a good Bible-based church where you can begin to grow your relationship in the Lord. And if you've made the choice to become a Christian today, certainly we'd love to hear from you. Just email us here at brothersinthespirit@aol.com. Now finally, as I prepare to get out of here, I want to thank you for hanging out with me here on Raise the Praise, and I look forward to doing it again on next week. And BNDS Jams would like to encourage that you do your share in helping to cut the number of vehicle accidents and fatalities. Don't text or talk on your cell phones while driving. Take the pledge. Now, until next week, we want you to remember this. There is no problem too big that our God can't handle. Stop complaining about how big your problems are and start telling every last one of those problems just how big our God is. Now, until next time, you take care and be blessed. When we get through, you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers in the Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that He has already predestined for His glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world.